Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion.
Or your first big lightning strike.
There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents.
Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Come on in.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias.
Two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Hey, Lainey.
And hi to all our new listeners. I love that we've got new listeners. We've been doing this a couple of years now, so it's fun when we get new people.
It's crazy.
And this is our weekly chat that we do around my kitchen table every week. And it's free to everyone. And I absolutely love that we have new people joining joining us at the table.
So what do we need to fill them in on? Probably Patreon,
let's start with that. We have a Patreon community where you can go deeper than just this weekly chat.
Yeah.
And it's divided into tiers. Like, you can kind of get your feet wet in the Southern Curious category. And that's where for $5 a month, you join in that community and you get more. You get exclusive content. Sometimes that's videos. Sometimes that's images. You get some of our recipes.
We've given away access to the video portion of some of our Zoom interviews.
Yeah.
So that is fun for people to actually get to see interviews.
So that's a way you can go just a little deeper.
Yeah.
If you're ready to get waist high.
And in general, Patreon is just a place where lots of creators, artists, and podcasters even can get financial support.
Yeah.
So that's what
all of these things have cost around them. So
we'll link to it in our show notes. But sorry, I just want to make sure before you went on to the other tiers.
What is it?
What is this word, Patreon?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a weird word.
There's a little deeper, waist deep grouping that we call Officially Southern.
Yes.
And that's $10 a month. But with that, you get even more than the first category. We have adorable t-shirts. Can I just say that they turned out even cuter than I would have expected.
Good.
That, like, seafoam green kind of
color.
Yeah.
And
they say our little phrase, peace be with y'all.
Yes.
We were thinking what we were going to do was you would get a t-shirt after 6 months.
Yeah.
But
we updated it. Y'all need these t-shirts in your hands sooner. So we're getting everybody at the $10 or $20 level. You get your t-shirt after
3 months.
3 months. Yeah.
And you can represent and you'll love the shirt. It's so cute. And all the other things we said, even more recipes, even more good stuff.
Yes.
So, and then we have a VIP Steel Magnolia category, which is $20 per month. You get all that we've already mentioned in the other categories.
Yep.
But we also get you a swag bag, a swag box, I guess it should, as you've got on the website.
Yeah.
Of just Southern products, fun stuff. They get that after 6 months?
Yeah.
Is that right?
And it's stuff maybe even that you've heard us talk about on the podcast.
Right.
So some of it will be familiar in terms of brands and things, but just some Southern goodies that show up to your door. That's just kind of a fun package.
That's right. Fun mail instead of bills and all that kind of stuff. So we just wanted everybody, I know we've got a lot of new listeners, so that is what Patreon community is. That's a way you can get more than just the weekly chat and go deeper.
And then the other thing I would say is follow us on Instagram. We do of our giveaways there. So
we've had a lot of giveaways too.
We're at Steel Magnolias Podcast. Follow us and make sure to keep a close eye on what we post, because we put content up there that's just fun and pretty. But that's also, like we just said, where we're going to post a giveaway. We put some of our sort of news updates and things there as well. So,
and we've got some things already on the calendar that are really fun that you're going to want to see on Instagram. So there again. Oh, and we also have Facebook groups where people interact with each other, and that's a really fun thing too.
Yeah. So we'll link to all of this in our show notes so that y'all can plug in.
All right. Cool.
So this was a listener suggested topic, sweet tea.
Yes.
Feels so basic.
I know. I thought, can we really do an episode on this? But we've got lots to say.
I think we can. And so we've touched on it, of course, in the past. We've written articles on this even for publications that have asked us to. It's one of the recipe cards you get in the Patreon. Yes. Thank you note that you get is for sweet tea.
You gotta know how to do it.
So it's basic, but also important enough that we wanted to make sure if there were any questions about sweet tea that we had an episode devoted to point
to
people
answering
to.
It. Well, I think it would be fun to start with, you know, we loved our name Steel Magnolias because of the meaning behind the name.
Yeah.
But we also do love that stinking cute Southern movie.
Yes.
Called Steel Magnolias. And Truvy had a line in that movie where she called iced tea the house wine of the South.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's how basic it is in the South.
I love that. She has so many quotable lines in that movie. Yeah. So, I guess I will say homemade anything is always better. But there is a brand that I'm going to throw out there that, like, I want you to go ahead and just know. Grace on you if you don't want to make sweet tea. There's a brand out there called Milo's.
Thank you, Alabama.
That is so good that if that's what you want to pick up and that's what you want to serve at Thanksgiving, go for it.
The sweetened version.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't buy the unsweetened and let people do it themselves. That's a big no-no.
If you can't find Milo's in your grocery store, my second recommendation before I get into how to make it and all the goodness that comes with that is a restaurant called McAllister's. They have... Yes. About
thank you, like, Mississippi.
Yeah, they have like 400 locations in 28 states, so that's why I'm mentioning
great
them
tea
because they are pretty large. They have a great tea that you can buy by the gallon, so that's your second recommendation if you are headed to Thanksgiving and you're supposed to bring something. I would suggest that, but of course, you know, our true hope is that you guys can get good at making this.
Yeah.
It's get not, comfortable enough. It's easy.
It's not hard.
It really is
but
easy.
But there are some important steps.
There are. So I like to start.
Oh, I wanted to
give
tell
some
a
history.
Little.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a little snippet, but I just thought it was really interesting that apparently we've mentioned before, one reason that sweetened iced tea is popular in the South is because it's stinking hot here. We have so much humidity, yep. You need a cold drink. But apparently... Tea drinking became even more popular in the South when Prohibition took effect.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, people often would even have alcohol in their sweet tea.
Right.
Before Prohibition. Yes. So then when they're used to that.
Yeah.
And now Prohibition is in effect. You can't get your hands on the alcohol. We still want to use these beautiful glasses.
Right. Same coloring.
And have a nice.
Yeah.
Cold drink.
Yeah.
So we're going to do just sweet tea if we don't have anything else to put in there.
Yeah.
So, and that probably is even how variations came to be.
Oh,
known
I'm sure.
Of the fruit tea and the,
yeah.
You know, peach tea and all of those yes. things because people were wanting a little excitement in their tea drinking.
Yeah. So you really never know what us Southerners are doing in our front porch sipping because it all
true.
Has a similar coloring. So it really is
so
quite
true.
Hard to tell. So I like to start in making sweet tea. First of all, I think it's funny. I don't even use the word iced tea.
Right.
Like when I say iced tea, that feels foreign to me.
Right.
It's always sweet to me.
Just sweet tea, and that means cold.
Yes. But we are referring to just sweetened tea today, sweet iced tea. But I like to start with making my simple syrup. Because I need it to get to room temperature
okay.
before I add it to the tea. So I actually start with that. And we've talked about simple syrup on here before. We're going to go into even more on this episode later. But simple syrup is simple.
It is.
It's equal parts. So I usually do, my recipe calls for 1 cup sugar, 1 cup water. But I have found I don't need that much.
Oh, okay.
For my personal preference.
Okay.
So I can even go somewhere between like a half or 3/4 of a cup.
Okay. But it's got to be equal
water.
Parts.
Yes. All you're doing is putting those in a little saucepan, bringing it just to a boil, but like not letting it sit there and boil. Like
yeah.
Get it to boiling and then back Stop. It down.
Mm-hmm. You just want that sugar to dissolve.
Just
basically.
Diluted. Yep. And then you immediately move it off the stove and give it about 45 minutes is what it takes to cool to room temperature. So that's what, again, why I want to go ahead and start that first.
Get that going.
Because that's going to be the most lengthy time of any of this needed.
Now, I'm going to say, in case you're listening and you don't do sugar, you can actually do equal parts honey.
Yes, good
and
call.
Water. Just thought I would say that.
Good call.
Whatever your preference is. I don't think that is as good in tea.
So that would be, I guess we would call that a honey simple syrup.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like simple syrup, if you were to just hear that, somebody's referring to sugar.
Usually means sugar water.
Yeah.
Sugar water equal parts.
So but honey, simple syrup, they're not meaning honey and sugar.
No. Lord have mercy. A hummingbird might like that, but.
Yeah. So that's what I start with is getting my simple syrup. Now it's time to make the tea. I like Lipton, right?
I like Lipton. I like Louisiana.
Yeah.
Theirs is good too.
Yeah.
Either of those.
But I will make it with anything. I have an off-brand in the house right now. I don't even know what it is, and it's fine. But if I get my choice.
There is a different
taste
depending on your tea. I think Lipton is a little stronger tea than
it is.
Louisiana's more that like orange pico, I think they say.
Yes.
So you may have a favorite, and it's okay to use your favorite.
Yeah. So as sisters, we have so much in common and things that we agree on, but this is kind of where the road splits in the tea making.
We do things different.
So I'm going to tell the rest of how I would do it.
Okay.
And then you just interject because I know you've got some different ways. So people are just going to have to find their own rhythm to it.
Can I first ask a question? Do you think at your house, it matters if it's filtered water or not?
No.
See, I don't either, but I know there are places where people's
that's gonna
water
matter.
Is yuck or something, and they can really tell a difference. I can't hear.
Yeah.
But that's just a factor I'm already interjecting.
That's good.
May need filtered water if your water's not real drinkable.
That's great. That's a really good point. I take 10 tea bags, sometimes 12, tie them together, and I get my 8 cups of water boiling.
No tea bags in there yet.
No tea bags in there.
That's an important thing.
Yes.
You don't boil the water. You don't boil the water with the tea bags in it because they'll bust open. They can't.
Yes. So while my 8 cups of water are boiling, that's about how long it takes me to count and tie off 10 to 12 tea bags. And then once my water's boiling, I put all my tea bags into my pitcher, pour my hot water over it. And I let it steep for 8 minutes.
Okay.
That's just what I do. After it steeps, it feels like so wasteful for some reason to me, but that's long enough for the tea to have gotten the tea elements in the water.
Yes.
So then I toss all of the tea bags out.
And I'll just, because it flows in the order, if you leave them in there too long, it gets so bitter.
Yes.
I've done that. I'm saying that because I've done that, where I went and started vacuuming a room and forgot, and my tea was so bitter. So I'm not sure, you need to make sure you don't forget it on the stove.
Yes.
Or forget it.
It's so true.
Sitting there.
And I'm making it a lot stronger, too.
Right.
Bitter and stronger. So after the 8 minutes are up, I have tossed the tea bags out. I now add 8 cups of ice to my scalding hot tea.
Okay.
And I start stirring.
I do it different.
Yes.
So I just add water.
Okay. My point is to get them melted.
Yes.
So it is adding water, but it's also cooling it down.
Yeah.
And so, I don't dump 8 cups in the pitcher and walk away. I literally sit there and stir
it and melt it.
Till it's melted.
Okay.
I have tasted a difference when I haven't done that. I don't know why.
Okay.
That doesn't seem to make sense.
I just put water and then put it in the refrigerator.
Okay. And that's another place that we differ. I don't put mine in the fridge. I always keep it
On the counter.
I still haven't found a pitcher I like. I mentioned this on our estate sales episode. Like, I really want a glass clear pitcher with a lid.
That's hard to find because my glass pitcher doesn't have a lid.
Mine neither. Just,
they're hard to find.
And I have a lid. Plastic pitcher.
That does have a lid.
That has a lid, uh-huh. Which is usually what I end up making it in because did I even mention that when I put my tea bags in there, I do cover it. I didn't mention that. That's important. I cover my tea when it's steeping.
Uh-huh. I do too.
So what do you do on a glass pitcher? Do you just put a book over it? On top or like
so well one thing I do is I steep it in my teapot.
Okay.
I put the bags in there, put the lid on and do that. Then I pour it in the pitcher.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's smart.
And then toss the bags and add my water. So
I don't know that I could fish out all my tea bags.
Oh no. Here's what you do. You twist the tie.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So that you've got those little tags all together.
They're all together.
The lid goes, it's sticking out.
Okay. You're not dropping it all the way.
It's sticking out with my lid snapped down and they're all together when I pull it out.
Love it. So then it's on my countertop cooling. Okay. And about the same time that it's at room temperature is when my simple syrup's ready.
Okay.
So I just dump all the simple syrup I made. So whether that be a cup of sugar and a cup of water or 3/4 cup, whatever I ended up doing, dump all of that into the pitcher to sweeten it and stir.
Okay. Well, yours is always tasty, I think. So you're doing it and it works.
I think that's a variation of a recipe I got out of Southern Living. I do know the ice part is from Southern Living.
Okay.
I read that once there.
Well, we got to find the right glass pitcher that has a lid. I don't have that. Either.
Wouldn't that be nice?
And it would be really nice.
A lot of times you'll see in, especially like older Southern women's mm-hmm. homes, you'll see plastic wrap.
Right.
You'll see that mm-hmm. in restaurants.
Yes.
They have like an old looking, classic looking plastic. You know, they got their sweet tea and the unsweet tea and the water pitchers.
Yes.
They all have that plastic. That's true.
Well, here's one thing I was going to say though. The beauty of keeping it in the refrigerator. Mm-hmm. You can even put that pitcher in the refrigerator while you're making everything. So it's cold when you pour it in there, too.
Yeah.
That's helpful.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. I did want to mention, because you were talking about brands that people could buy.
Yeah.
I did not even know this, but I got on the website for that Louisiane. For some reason, that word's hard for me to say. Louisiane. They make a Keurig K-Cup.
Stop. That's sweet tea?
That's sweet tea. And you just put, it hot, let it cool down, put it over ice.
I did not know that.
And I loved that for the fact that there's a lot of people that either have teeny kitchens, they don't have a lot mm-hmm. of space, mm-hmm. or they're just modern minimalist and they don't want to have a bunch of stuff. I had no idea that was even a thing.
That's amazing.
So I don't K-cup, but if you K-cup, and that sounds a little more appealing. And it's just a single serve glass.
That's awesome.
Tea for you.
That's awesome.
Isn't that fun? You want me to throw in a few other just tips?
Yeah.
Well, I think that there's so much you can do even with basic tea.
Okay.
And I'm not even getting into simple syrup yet, but you can have fun with garnishes.
True.
Putting, we now see lemon often with tea, but you can do orange wheels. You can do apple slices or strawberry. You can even do frozen strawberries or blueberries.
Yes.
Like there's lots of different garnishes you can put, and that just makes it so, I don't know what it is about a garnish, but I feel so special.
It does.
If somebody gives me a drink that has
like a special touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put a little thought into that. You can even add a zest, just a little strip of citrus zest, be mm-hmm. that lemon, orange, lime, grapefruit, whatever.
Yeah.
In while you're steeping your tea.
Oh, that's
smart. You can just throw that in there so it gets a little flavor.
Little flavor.
And then maybe garnish it too with whatever it was you used. If it was
so
orange,
good.
Put a little orange slice in there.
Yeah.
That's a simple touch.
Yeah.
That can make your tea look over the top.
And that might be fun for some of the upcoming holiday things that are around the corner to make it feel like, well, yeah, we're having sweet tea, but we're having sweet tea in our pretty glasses with
rosemary and cranberry in it or something like that.
With our garnishes.
And you can even muddle these things.
Yeah.
And put that in the glass. So muddle meaning take whatever fruit it is. And there is an actual muddler that you can purchase that's like a bar accessory.
Yeah.
But you're basically just crushing, getting some of the juice out of.
Yeah, a wooden spoon would be fine. Or
something to just get some of the juice out of the herb or
or
whatever it is that you're using.
Yeah.
And pour your tea over that. And that's a nice little way to get some fun flavors.
So fun. Well, we also have the option of changing a little bit of the flavor with a simple syrup, right?
Absolutely.
And we're going to talk about simple syrups, but did you have any other sweet tea tips?
Well, we kind of talked about this, but you definitely want your tea to cool down before you serve it. Don't serve it when it's still warm and you put it over the ice and the ice melts. Like, that's changing the whole flavor. It needs to be already cooled down.
Yeah.
So plan that in.
Yeah.
In your entertaining.
Exactly.
That's not a last minute thing that you're making. That needs to be, you know, maybe the day before.
Well, I am last minute usually on deciding to make sweet tea, but I always give myself at least 2 hours.
Yeah, just for that to
be really ready to go. Yeah. That's a good point.
And then I've heard this, I've never actually done this, but if you find that your tea is like milky looking or just not got a nice, apparently just a pinch of baking soda.
I've heard that too.
Makes it a little more clear.
Yes.
I've never done that.
I haven't either.
I have heard that that works. And so I just thought I would mention it because even different people's water's
it's
different.
It's probably from the water. Yeah.
Different things. Yeah. So that doesn't change the taste if it's just a pinch, but just apparently.
Right.
Gives some clarity.
It cleans it up and clears it up. Yeah. Good point. Well, let's talk simple syrups.
Okay.
So we've already mentioned how to make a basic one, but, and we've already mentioned that honey can be a simple syrup too. So if you are not a sugar partaker, just know that
that is a different option for you.
But this simple syrups can sweeten not just tea, coffees, lattes. Goodness.
Water. I mean, you can use simple syrup in any kind of thing.
Snow cones.
Yes, for sure.
Ooh, yeah. I mean, like when I was looking up like simple syrups you can purchase that, I think it's pronounced Torani.
Yes.
That brand is what I always see in a snow cone mobile or a snow
cone
shop.
Well, and that's what you will see at Starbucks that has all the, or coffee shops where they have the hazelnut and toffee and all of those kind of syrups.
Yeah.
These are great. All of those kinds of things are great in glazes and things like that too that you're making for ice cream or to go on a cake or something like that. There's a million things you can do with simple syrups.
Yeah. So just as we started the sweet tea section, you can either buy them or you can make it.
Yes.
So you have several one particular brand that you've purchased.
So the first one I ever purchased like this was I had a cocktail at a restaurant that I really liked and I ended up finding the recipe.
Mm-hmm.
And it included, it's the brand is M-O-N-I-N, Monin, I guess is the brand. And it was white peach.
So good.
Simple syrup. So I bet that one's probably fairly easy to make.
That's the one it looks like you've used the most
I've used the most of that one. I bet that one's fairly easy to make.
Yeah.
But I just thought, I'm going to buy the ingredients. And I did.
Yeah.
And I've made that cocktail a few times.
Yeah.
I haven't dabbled a lot with putting that in other things, but that one I have put in tea and it's really good.
That sounds like it would be for tea.
You know, it's just peach.
Yeah.
I like peach tea.
Yeah.
The beverage that I make with it is a Kentucky Mule. So it's bourbon based, but it's that mule ginger beer kind of thing. That particular brand, I really highly recommend if you enjoy mocktails, cocktails, cooking with different herbs and flavors. Their website is unbelievable with recipes.
Okay.
So many. And it's broken down just beautifully where it's like, here's lemonades, here's smoothies, here's, water drinks. Here's, you know, just it's broken down so nicely where you can literally just go, oh, I want a festive lemonade.
That's
awesome. Here's where I'm going to go. They literally have over, I think it's over 120 different simple syrups.
What? That's insane.
And it's kind of intimidating.
Yeah.
Because there's so many.
Yeah.
So just think through, like, I wish that I've purchased four. Two of them I think I probably could have made. So now I'm making more myself than okay. I was when I first started.
Those are big bottles.
And that's a downside, is you're buying a, I forget how many, 24 ounces yeah. or something. It's a lot.
It looks like way more than a household would need.
Unless you are making huge quantities or
having a party.
But even then, I mean, it's simple syrup, so you don't really need that much. But they have some that are made with herbs, like I have the lavender and I have the elderflower. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't know how to make that.
No.
Like, that seems a little complicated for me.
Yeah.
But there's so many different ones on here. And many of them I think I could probably make.
Yeah.
And they sound really good. Strawberry basil or peppermint. Mm. Like, but I can make that.
Yes.
I know how to make that.
Yes.
Lavender or elderflower, I didn't know
no.
how to make. So I just went ahead and purchased those. So anyway.
Well,
I'm so excited. I don't know where to go next on this topic.
Well, I was just going to say, where can people find simple syrups in the grocery store? Is that probably something people need to know? I feel like it's usually with other honey, agave, those sorts of products.
That's a good question.
Like wherever your liquid sweeteners are.
Maybe there.
That should be where it is.
Maybe in the bar section.
True.
But these are not in the grocery.
Well, the brand you just mentioned.
Yes,
but
those
they are
not
but
in
there
the grocery.
Are
they're on Amazon.
That are
but
in
there
grocery
are.
Stores.
Yeah. And there's lots of boutique ones now too of different simple syrups. I just saw a company, and now the name escapes me, that has a burnt sugar simple syrup.
Uh-huh.
That I thought sounded
That's
really
nice.
Interesting.
Burnt, you said?
Burnt sugar.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many. There's so many varieties. Toasted marshmallow, simple syrup. I mean,
yeah.
there's like just millions of
yeah.
options.
Well, I feel like there's an aisle that's going to either like blend. It's going to go like honey into teas, into coffee. If
in that area.
So
I think some of your bars.
Mixers and things, right?
Yeah. And I think some of your alcoholic beverage stores are going to carry a few things
that's
like this
true.
Too.
They will. They will. Yeah. So,
and of course online.
So let's talk about making some. If you're in our Patreon community, we shared a recipe for a spiced apple simple syrup.
Yes, Lord. I can't even tell
you make
how glorious that is by a bonfire.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. There's.
So let me quickly do my lemon ginger simple syrup, because that was the one I basically was like, this is what I'm going to highlight
yeah.
to make. Again, simple. Half a cup of sugar, half a cup of water, half a cup of lemon juice. So fresh would be what we would recommend.
Yes.
But if you can't, you can't. And 2 tablespoons of peeled and chopped ginger, fresh ginger.
Mm.
So you're going to gather all that up. You're going to bring all of those ingredients to a boil.
So now your
over
kitchen
like
smells good.
Medium
too.
High heat. Yeah. And then you're going to, as soon as it's boiling, then you're going to reduce the heat. You're going to continue stirring it, probably even for like another 7, maybe 10 minutes. And the mixture is going to actually reduce in size.
Yes.
And so, because the sugar is absorbing. And if you want a thicker syrup, you can simmer for a little bit longer.
Okay.
But you don't have to.
That does make it settle more, and I don't think that's a good thing, but
I don't either, yeah. And then you're going to filter all of that through a strainer to get rid of all the
chunks
stuff. Discard all the ginger root. And then you're going to store it. Mm-hmm. Now, storage is important because you want airtight.
Yes.
I've mentioned this on here before. I had a major ant problem from some simple syrup I didn't have
sealed.
And that I was left out. This needs to be refrigerated.
Yeah.
Not all of them do, but this one needs to be refrigerated. And you can keep it in the refrigerator for up to 6 months.
That's amazing. Yeah, I do that
so,
with a lot of the ones I make. Because especially if it's just me, like I'm going to get several uses out of it.
Yeah.
So I'll just make a little more than I need.
Yeah.
Put it in the fridge.
So you could add that to like a, well, just a cup of water or some sparkling water. You could add it to your tea,
mm-hmm.
hot or cold.
Hot. Oh, it'd be good in hot tea.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if I'm feeling sick.
You could drizzle it over pancakes. You can do a lot with simple syrup. But waffles. The lemon ginger one was the one I was like, I want to highlight that today.
That sounds so good. Well, I have a recipe that I pulled because it was a winter recipe.
Yeah.
And I thought it sounded really good off of that Monin website.
Okay.
But I think this is one I could make myself because their recipe calls for purchasing two of their syrups.
Okay.
And I think I could make these. So the cocktail or the drink is blood orange and winter citrus lemonade.
Ooh,
and I
like
thought
that.
This sounds really fun.
Yes.
For kids or adults or whatever. Yeah. So you need a 1/2 ounce of blood orange syrup and a 1/2 ounce of winter citrus syrup. So really, I think you could even make one since you're going to be putting this all together. And just put some oranges, blood oranges, grapefruit.
Yeah.
All in with your equal parts sugar water.
Yeah.
You can muddle it. You can just put it in the water, however you want to do that. And just let that all seep in.
Yes.
And then strain it so that you don't have the chunks of
stuff. Yeah.
But you've got that wonderful citrusy goodness. And then you put a 1/2 ounce of orange juice and 6 ounces of lemonade.
Okay.
And I think that sounds just so delightful.
And it's citrus season. Like we're moving into a season where you're going to be able to find all
blood
of those
oranges
very easily.
And,
or you should be able to.
Yeah. So there's your, and you can garnish it with the blood orange because those are just so pretty, or lemon or whatever.
That is awesome. Well, we mentioned storage.
Yeah.
I did want to say too, because you've done this, I totally stole this from you. These make for great gifts.
Yes.
Especially because you can buy really pretty bottles.
Yeah.
And it just is so aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah. And those bottles are often not expensive if y'all have like an old time pottery or somewhere like that that has.
Well, I found a set on Amazon that they call it the swing top.
Okay.
That's what that top is called.
You
that you
that.
Swing it around and it like.
It's very French to me.
I don't really know how to describe it well, but that's what it's called. A set of six that are 16 ounces that are, you know, would be airtight, just like for $20.
Yeah, that's good.
So you can get that on Amazon. But yeah, you've done it before as gifts. Obviously, as we've already mentioned, somebody doesn't need a lot.
So that was one problem. I got a bunch of a bottle thinking I was going to make gifts for, but it was a little bit too big. So by the time you would make something, it would be way too much. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
So you said
you
how many 16 ounces?
16 ounces. Really, you don't even need that many. You need like
that
8
much.
Ounces.
You need like, I was thinking 10, 12 at the most.
Yeah.
8 would probably be perfect, actually.
Yeah. So if you could find 8-ounce bottles, that would be great. But
And those can be fun gifts because you can just batch something, make a big batch of something, and even do a theme. Maybe you give somebody a bottle of simple syrup you made, but you also give them some nice tea and some nice fruit, and they have like the whole thing.
Yes.
Whole gift.
Yeah.
That's fun.
That is good.
I want to mention one other thing that I saw in doing my research that I've never done this, but I think it's so brilliant. I got out a gift you gave me, the French press.
I French pressed coffee this morning.
Well, this, in the research I was doing, there was a couple of places I saw where they put things in the bottom, like citrus fruit.
Oh my gosh.
Like all different kinds of things that you would want to steep your flavor into, and you're just...
Why have I not thought of this?
Why have we never thought of that?
I have...
It's brilliant.
A French press.
And it's enough for just one or maybe two by the time you put it on ice. Just
that
thought I would mention
brilliant.
That. And they also said you can, you know, muddle it a little bit before you put it back in with your liquid going over. So if you don't know what a French press is, how would you explain it?
It's
glass.
It's a glass canister look? No.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has a handle.
And it has a pourer. Like it's all in
one container.
Sort of succinct thing that you're going to make it in and pour it out of. Yeah, and there's a metal piece that comes, this is way too hard to explain.
It's hard to explain, but you have your coffee
You put the coffee down in the
bottom. At the bottom, then your hot water goes in, and it doesn't, it's steeping it to get the flavor, but not the granules up into the coffee.
Right. The pressing part is what you do last to keep all the grains down at the bottom.
Right. So you could do this, my point being, with lemons, oranges, rosemary, whatever it is you want in there. Pour your hot water.
Game changer.
Game changer.
I'm doing this.
Especially if it's just for one or two. Right. If you're doing it for a big group, it's going to be a pain to make it that many times. But
oh my gosh.
I thought you would get a kick out of it.
I'm so glad I listened to this podcast.
I'm so glad I researched for this podcast because I learn all kinds of things.
Oh my gosh. Well, that was a good, I hope that helps y'all feel confident in making your own sweet tea and even maybe branching out and
dabbling
making
a simple syrup. And if not, we told you a lot of things. You can just go to the store and get
that's
it.
That's right.
Purchase.
Links are in the show notes. Well, have a great week, and we just can't wait to meet y'all back here at the table next time.
That's right. Peace be with you, Laura Beth.
And also with y'all.